Hola, welcome to the podcast. You got Richard Friedman here, you got Candace Warner here, you got Brendan Anakin here, and we got a big old show. We fixed State of Origin, didn't we?
Well,
we tried.
We had a go.
Everybody's an amateur selector, so let's all play.
But what it does show is how frustrated we all are.
Well, yeah. Because you can't put your finger on it. That's the problem, right? You can have all these theories, oh, he wasn't up to it, and you know they didn't gel and all that. You can say all of that stuff. But no one really knows how to fix it.
Mm.
They don't care who you are.
Well,
you don't know
do
how
we
to fix
get
it.
Rid of the? Is it the combinations? Is it the Panthers?
I don't know what it is.
Fascination that we need to move on from.
Mm. All I know is at that level of sport, as in all sports, it's played in the little piece of real estate between your ears.
I agree with you. It's all mental.
Yep.
And Queensland get it. They just get it. Anyway, we had to talk about that, and we had some callers help us with the selections.
Yeah.
And they were very good ones. It's been a nightmarish week at the Dragons as well. We had Juno Brent Reid on to discuss that. We did What Bitcher. That was one of the great calls.
It was.
One of the great phoners, wasn't it?
There was some crazy calls.
Shane the Asshole Spider Monkey. That's all we're going to say?
Yeah. I didn't know that, you know, you could have an asshole spider monkey named Shane.
I actually didn't even know there was a such thing called a spider monkey. I thought a monkey was a monkey.
I'm not sure there is.
You know they named a koala after me up in Brisbane?
Did they?
When I was doing radio.
That is the biggest lie I've ever heard.
That is incorrect, and I've got the audio to prove it.
Yeah. Brendo.
No, they called it Anakin.
Really?
With my last name, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ask them to do that?
No, I didn't. I didn't. It was just very nice.
You did.
Why? No. Why?
Why did they?
Yeah.
Oh, they liked the station. No. They liked what I was putting down.
Listen.
That koala reminds me of that guy on the radio.
I reckon you sidled up to him when they were in there for a promotional or something and said, listen, could you just name a koala?
I've got cut through, baby. I've got cut through.
Oh, well.
And you don't know.
You got something.
I
don't
something.
Know if it's cut through, but you got something.
I was putting it down and they were picking it up.
Oh,
and there's a koala named after me. Hey, there was some stuff we didn't
Studio
get.
Studio 54.
There's some stuff we didn't get to on the show. We'd like to just sort of cover it off now before we get in the show proper. Did you hear about Al Pacino?
Oh, my goodness.
This is disgusting, Candace.
This is the biggest load of filth.
Filth?
Filth. Al Pacino will become a dad for the fourth time. That's not filthy.
No.
What's filthy is that it's to his 29-year-old girlfriend.
See, what 29-year-old's putting the goalposts up for an 82?
And he's 82.
You can't do that.
One of the great euphemisms.
I am just sickened by this.
It's negligent.
Yep.
It's negligent.
Not as far as Al's concerned.
Well, what's it sound like in the bedroom, though?
So, listen to this. She obviously likes older men because...
Obviously.
His partner, who's 8 months pregnant, previously dated Mick Jagger.
Oh, she's got
who
a granddaddy complex.
Oh, this is disgusting. And billionaire Nicholas, whatever, I can't
What's
even say his last name.
He's rich.
And he was pretty old too.
Old
so
rich.
She loves the old men.
Likes old dudes.
Men. Yeah.
Filthy.
But that's just... It actually
to each
makes
their
me
own.
A bit sick.
It's not illegal.
It's not, but it's a bit ugh.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's Al. I regret to inform you that the boss has had a fall as well. Of course, Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
One of his concerts this week.
And the big boss had a fall?
It's very...
Joe Biden?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is his time up?
Look, it's just...
He's too old for the job.
Look, he's too old to be, you know, doing concerts, but he's still pretty sharp for an old bloke, I tell you.
No, I'm talking about Biden.
Yeah, I'm talking about Biden.
What do you mean doing concerts?
What do you
concerts?
Mean?
Well, getting
what do you mean sharp?
No, I'm telling you.
He's not sharp. He's got dementia.
The debt ceiling. There's no doubt he won that one.
But he didn't do it personally.
I reckon
he's got a bunch of acolytes and advisors.
That's what you say.
And retinue. I learned that word this week.
Retinue.
I didn't think I'd ever be able to use it.
You've been trying to work that in for the whole show.
I'll get home and Kate will be like, how was work? And I was like, I got to use retinue in the podcast opener.
What does it mean?
Like followers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well.
But that's exciting for me. Yeah. I don't have much going on when that's like the most exciting part of my week.
Again.
I regret to inform you as well, I had a fall. You know things come in threes.
Who cares?
Did you have a fall or you fell over?
No. It was like a geriatric fall.
See, you know you're old when you have a fall because young people just fall, right? Mm. Old people have a fall.
And I
you in the have the fall category?
Yes.
But I have been, you know, just experiencing falls, but this was the first I had a fall.
Okay.
I was coming down the stairs just looking at my phone, just flat out missed a step. Flat out missed a step. Fell down just, like... I thought I'd broken my ankle.
This is a big story.
You might have a wax imbalance in your ears.
Something was going on, and I have been a bit waxy.
Telling you, get that shit sorted.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
It's very interesting. I have been waxy.
This is in your ears,
no,
right?
No, I'm telling you, you have an imbalance.
Amongst other places?
Yeah.
Oh. I've got a wax imbalance. Okay. So anyway, my phone's gone flying. I've cracked the screen. And people like were looking at me. I had to be helped
up. How long's this story?
It will be as long as it takes. I crack the screen. They give it back to me, and I apologize for falling.
Wow,
expensive fall.
Expensive fall. And then I thought I had a broken ankle, but rather than shut your mouth, rather than I just walked off on a broken ankle. I thought I'd walked off on a broken ankle.
That's 4 minutes of my life I'm not getting back.
You, what's wrong with
you're
you?
You're so heroic.
I'm allowed to share things. I'm allowed to share things about my life and say stuff I want.
But you've also realised that you now have this imbalance that you need to get sorted.
And I appreciate that.
Serious imbalance, I'll tell you that.
Dr. Candace has diagnosed me. I'm very happy for that. I learned that I'd rather walk off with a broken ankle than be embarrassed any longer than I need to be.
Why? You just spent the last 4 minutes.
What's wrong with you? Nah, I'm going to stop sharing. I'm going to stop sharing. That's the last bit of me you get.
Thank you, God, for that.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
I love you.
More buddy. Stories like, I love you too. I love this. This is fun. We have fun.
What, tearing each other a new
one? Yeah, I mean, I give you enough on air, so that's fair that you give me some here.
Fair enough.
I get nothing.
What do you mean?
You just get treated like the queen.
You get a lot of love.
You're the queen.
Get lost.
You get a lot of love. You get a lot of support.
Now I know it's opposite
Candace,
day.
Give her that. Let's give Candace a quiz. It's a horrible thing, but let's give her the quiz.
We've kept that around.
Like a queen.
We've kept that around.
What about your terrible, every Saturday, the end of our show has to end on a downer because
of you.
Yeah,
people wait for that.
You know, next week, we're going to need a mediator in here to do the podcast intro. Can go forever. Enjoy the show. We had a lot of fun. Hopefully you do as well. We'll catch you next week.
Bye.
But also hello.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just about to start. So hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the decades-long Sydney institution that puts sport front and centre. Oh, in 2023.
Absolutely brilliant.
Here comes the... Ready enough.
This motley crew are taking another lap around the park, figuratively. They're not doing any more cardio than they need to these days.
Would you put your hands together?
Iron Woman, Candace Warner, racing royalty, Richard Friedman, and a self-proclaimed former soccer prodigy, Brendan Anakin.
And here we go.
It's the port of call for all the big names from every code. Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
So welcome back.
Oh, we got a really big shoe. Really big shoe. Oh, there's one for you. That's a reference for you, Richard. Who did that?
Really big shoe.
Really big shoe.
Ah, that's Richie.
Ed Sullivan. Ed Sullivan reference.
Sounded like Richie Beno to me.
Ah, really big shoe. G'day, Candace.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, you know, I'm good. Good happy today.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
no reason.
No, well, I could be a little bit high. Do you know
why?
Right, okay.
Because I got an Uber here today. And the Uber driver...
Did you have to get the Uber because you were already high?
No. The Uber driver must have been on the Hoochie Coochie or something.
Oh, right.
It was
420, the
there.
Devil's lettuce.
So, did he have like red locks and, you know, a multicoloured sort of flag?
No, he didn't. He just looked very inconspicuous, but it reeked the Uber.
Right. Really?
And oh, just...
Grateful Dead on full ball.
No, reggae.
Oh, reggae, yeah. Bit of both.
Yeah.
It's
anyway.
It's a mixtape.
It's a weekend, bit of fog around, but I'm good.
I bet you are.
Bit of fog around. Is
hungry?
That where the fog came from? This fella's Uber.
Are you hungry?
No, Richard, I don't have the munchies.
Wonderful. We've got a big old show on the way. A really big shoe, if you will. It's been a nightmare week at the Dragons. It's been overshadowed somewhat with Origin. We're going to get to what's gone down with Brent Reed of the Australian and Triple M NRL. Candace's quiz back after 11. And one of the this could be one of the greatest phoners of all time after 11. What bitcher?
Really?
Yep. You can start getting in early if you want. 133 533.
What bitcher?
Well, we're going to get to the story after 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Right now, though, we need to solve some headaches for one Brad Fittler. And the Blues, the Maroons, ran out 26-18 winners at Adelaide Oval on Wednesday. A 1-0 lead in the series as it heads to Suncorp Stadium for Game 2. No mean feat for the Blues.
No, it's not. But I know there needs to be some changes. I think
really?
Api Korosau was brilliant, but yes, doing 42 tackles is way too much. You need Damien Cook in that side. Mm. You need him in there.
We can't have both in that side.
No, he needs to be on the bench. He needs to come on and just get that ruck moving and moving that team as forward and as fast as he can. Like we used to see with Denny Bedirus and then Craig Winwood come on. He needs a break.
Yeah.
He needs a break. The other thing, I think, the forward pack. The forward pack, you saw what Ruben Cotter did. He played for 80 minutes.
My God.
You've got Penguy Jr. only played for 27 minutes. I just don't think. I think he made too many mistakes. I'd be looking at someone like bringing an Olakau'atu in. Mm. He can play on both edges. He can play in the middle. He's big bodied. I just think there needs to be some serious changes.
Yeah, I hear what you say. I don't disagree. I mean, it's unfathomable to me that they got beaten.
Oh,
New South Wales. Nearly every stat kept was in their favour. And somehow they managed to lose it because somehow those Queenslanders just manufacture something out of nothing.
Mm.
And I don't know if it's whether New South Wales allow them to do that or whether they just, you know, switch on these superpowers.
Well, it's a mindset too, Richard. They've got a Queensland mindset.
Well, what is that mindset? Someone explain that to
us. Well, I don't know. They should tell us.
But you know what? You talk about mindset. Rhys Walsh, Origin debut, his first hit up. Runs straight at Payne Haas. I mean, that is just setting in a standard.
They don't
right
seem
there.
Overawed, do they, the debutants? And Tua Luggy had saved two tries before 10 minutes. You know what I mean? So the debutants fire. They get Origin straight away.
Well, here's the thing. I know this will be a deeply unpopular thing to say.
Mm.
To the Queensland public, I'm not saying to the players. Right? I think the players go out there and want to win every match, both sides. But to the Queensland public, compared to the New South Wales public, it just means more to them.
Okay, what do you make of Rhys Walsh's comments? This is what he said. They think they're better than everyone down there in blue. They think they own the game.
Well, that's their
now,
attitude.
If that doesn't fire the Blues up going into this game two.
The revolutionary siege mentality. They've had that since the beginning. Because that's why this competition started.
Mm.
Because they felt aggrieved that all their players played for New South Wales.
Huge chip on their shoulder.
Yeah. So
huge.
Now they're well balanced. They've got a chip on both shoulders.
That's it.
All right. So what do we do? Do we get rid of Luai and put Hines in?
Here's what I've done.
I've put some locks.
Locks on some players, right? These are the players that need to stay, in my mind. You're going to get Latrell Mitchell back. He'll replace Stephen Crichton. Lock.
Hang on. Steve Crichton did an unbelievable job.
Okay, we'll get rid of Tom Trbojevic and put Crichton
well,
there.
I don't think he's... I still don't
that's
think
what I mean.
He's 100% fit.
We're only in the centres. That's what I mean. Like,
but
there's
also,
so many headaches.
But also, what about Campbell Graham? Why should Crichton get
that's
that?
That's right. So move Latrell back to fullback and then put Graham in the centres, but that means one of them has to go. That's what I mean. So 1-3-3-5-3 because I didn't get past the centres.
Okay.
1-3-3-5-3.
Give us some more then, Brendo.
No. Let's get you on the phone. 1-3-3-5-3. What needs to change? Who are your locks? Who needs to go for game two? Help Brad Fittler.
Yeah, help us.
Help us.
Candace Warner, Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin, the Triple M Dead Set Legends. Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
All the big names.
Big names.
I'd like to hear some more opinions.
Strong opinions. Just be careful of splinters if you choose to sit on the fence.
Imagine the splinters.
Candace Warner, Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin.
We are fixing the Blues right now. 1-3-3-5-3. Game one, obviously, are quite under par.
It's a game we can play almost every Origin season now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fixing the Blues.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're going to start with Sam from Penrith. Sam, mate, what would you do? What changes would you make to the Blues squad for game two?
Hey, legends, how are we going?
Good.
Nathan Cleary, invisible, wasn't there.
Interesting.
The game was lacklustred. I agree. Tom Trbojevic should be... I think he's still suffering from his hamstring. He's not there 100%. I would definitely not change Stephen Crichton. I think he had a really, really, really good game.
But now you've got to tell us who you're going to bring in.
Oh, well.
If you get rid of Cleary, who would you put in?
Yeah, you've got to have a replacement.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Because we used to see that as
Nico Hines?
With Mitch Pearce.
Nico Hines there, I would, definitely. For Tom, I'd put Latrell there. And as Candace said, I can't even say his name, instead of Tevita Pangai.
Olakau'atu?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a good young player.
Mm. Sam's thoughts there.
Okay.
Let's go to Tony on 133353. Changes for the Blues squad?
Yeah, first of all, what would Queensland do in this situation? They'd stick. Secondly, if we're going to make changes, Mitchell and Campbell in the centres, which means you have Walker at 5'8". Cameron Murray must play 80 minutes, and we need some old heads in the front row. Okay. And as much as I hate to say it,
why don't we just pull on a green jumper, right? A green jumper.
Cardinal
and Myrtle.
I thought that, and I didn't want to say it, but it was our attack that also let us down.
No, it was just the attack that let us down.
You know,
it was they ran to the line and then across it.
So it's not – Cam Murray's got to be in there, and if Cam Murray's in there, why not Cody Walker?
That's not bad. It's not a bad thought. Anthony's in Camden. What are your thoughts on the situation?
Too many Rabbitohs.
Anthony?
And Mrs. Warner.
Hello.
Morning, gentlemen, Mrs. Warner.
Hello, how are we?
Hello.
Very well, thank you. If we're going to go on form, Campbell Graham, if he's fit, straight in. Best form centre of the comp. Teddy might need to sit down for a while. Dylan Edwards, form fullback of the comp, for my mind. Katie's throwing the ball around all right for the bunnies. Put him in a blue jumper. See how he goes. Why not?
So if Teddy...
They're barely in the top eight. You want the whole New South Wales side to be... You know, from the bunnies.
No, but it's not about that. Well, hang on. Half the teams are Panthers now.
I will say the Penrith connection is not working. It's been one from four games, and I'm a big Panthers fan. And for me to say that, that's massive.
Yeah.
It's not working because what they're doing is they're playing like half of Penrith.
Yeah.
They're not playing like the Blues. They're playing like half of Penrith. And half of Penrith don't win a game unless it's full Penrith.
Yeah.
Yep. And I don't think, I think the combinations... are not working. They worked for the Maroons for a while with, you know, the Melbourne Storm contingent, but they're not working for us.
So where does this leave Nicho Hynes?
Well, you'd think in the halves.
Well, I don't even think you can have him on the bench. If you're not going to play him
you
at
can't
halfback,
have him on the bench.
You can't have him on the bench.
I agree with that.
You've got to have a utility on the bench.
Because he looked out of place.
Probably not one. You know?
He wasn't given the tools to succeed in that centre position.
Yeah.
Because that's not his position.
It's not, no.
And it's not his fault. That is
no,
not
absolutely
his
not.
Fault.
Absolutely not. Phil from Narrowena, what do you reckon, mate?
Hey, legends, how you going?
Good, brother.
That's the way. All right, guys, there is two major issues with State of Origin that I'm seeing in the Blues camp and in general, right? The first one is the obvious one, or obvious to a fair few, they're not gelled as a team. They've got to work on them and their consistency as playing with each other as a team.
But there's no time to do that. There's never any time to do that.
But they need to. They need to make time. And this is comes back to my second problem. The reason why there's no time, it's in the middle of the season. Why put State of Origin in the middle of the season? Why not at the end of the season when players aren't worried about risking their bodies in the middle of the season and then going, oh, I might have a slight injury or I might have this. I want to play on the weekend. I want to win for my team. Why not at the end of the season after the grand final when there's nothing left to lose for the rest of the year?
Do you not think the season's a bit long, though? Yeah, like after the grand final, I'm a bit over 40.
I think what would happen there is we'd have the same conversation saying, well, they've just clocked off from the season. Now they've all been at the pub and the beach. And,
yeah, but if
they're getting Latrell's real legitimacy and in his injury, how many calf issues have there been this season alone? As soon as there's State of Origin, people going, are they really hurt? Is it really a calf strain? Or do they just want to play on the weekend and get out of it?
Well, Latrell's not playing this weekend.
That's what killed State of Origin in AFL. Mm. The players and the clubs themselves wanted to covet the players for club football and it just fell apart. They, you know, injuries all over the place and it just all fell apart.
All right. We thank you for your calls on 133353. For what it's worth, and these aren't substantiated and they're just whispers, I'm hearing there's going to be a lot of sticking. I don't think there'll be a lot more.
Really?
Yes.
Ricky Stewart coming in?
No, but I don't think
that's
sort of sticking.
That's good for you.
I don't think we're going to see as many changes as perhaps we would like.
I think Pangai Jr.'s had his last Origin game.
That experiment's done, we would have thought.
Oh, jeez. Look, you've singled him out. There were others.
Yeah.
And there were others weren't at their best.
Thank you.
You know what? And they weren't far off their best because they won every stat. There's just something about getting over the stripe. And not letting them get over the stripe.
The Radonikis days, where they went out on the P155 for 3 days.
Simplistic, I think, you know.
Yeah, but they were winning heaps.
Yes,
that's it.
It's enough
they were
time.
Bonded. That one of our callers said they're not gelling.
Well, yeah, but how are you going to gel?
A darkened room for 72
so you
hours.
Same team, different preparation.
I reckon.
All right.
It's worth it.
More sunsets, less sunrises, you know what I mean?
Well, unless they're vodka.
Well, look, let's face it.
That's good for me.
Let's face it. Pretty much the series is gone now.
No, you can't talk about it.
Statistically, no. I'm right. It's nearly gone now. So why don't you just stick with the team and see if they can resurrect themselves?
All right.
Candace Warner, Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin, the Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Diesel on Sydney's Triple M. Dead Set Legends, Candace Warner, Richard Friedman, Brendan Anakin. That used to be the song back in the AFL days on Prime. They'd be like, if you don't want to know the school, look away now. And then Diesel would play and you'd be like, whoa, Richmond are flogging Geelong.
Diesel. Diesel, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's married to a friend of my wife's.
Yes, he's Jimmy Barnes' brother-in-law.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought he was Jimmy Barnes' son, Diesel.
Oh, well.
Am I not right?
No, you're not right. I'm right because
officially,
of what I
no.
just said.
You're not right.
Yeah, yeah. Brother-in-law.
Oh, I knew there was some connection. I just thought it was...
Jimmy Barnes would be wildly offended by that. Because that would make him so old.
So would Diesel.
If it happened overnight, you'll hear it in the Triple M Dead Set Legends Sports Update.
Women's State of Origin on Thursday night. The Maroons were 18-10 victors over the Sky Blues at CommBank Stadium. It's the first ever two-game series. So the next will be up in Townsville.
Yeah, really good crowd as well. Almost 13,000 at CommBank Stadium. But spare a thought for Isabel Kelly, who was taken to hospital as a precaution after suffering a throat injury. She's actually still in ICU. Mm. She has said that she will be okay and hopefully she'll be getting out today. But so great to see that from last year, one game, two games. But I would love to see a three-game series.
I don't think they should be lined up around the men's origin. I think it over-origins everything. And I think separated from the men's origin more in time.
Could they not be the game before the men's?
Maybe. Mm. I just think playing it after the, straight after the men's origin is.
You think it gets lost a little bit?
I think people are origined out.
I think it's the wrong time of year in general. And Kylie Hilder, the New South Wales coach, believes that as well. And if you, 24 combined errors makes any game of NRL, men's or women's, really hard to watch. And this is what Millie Boyle said after the game to Triple M.
Not up to standard for origin. I mean, the contest was there, but way too many drop balls. Not enough completion and, just not up to scratch.
So the game's usually held in the middle of June.
Yes.
That's when both state competitions are in full swing.
That would be better because Origin sucks all the oxygen out of the media coverage before men's Origin and after men's Origin. Mm. So I think you've got to get away from
NRLW it. Haven't started yet. That's essentially a preseason for them. And you remember the men's preseason this year's. Oh my God. Some of those games are so hard to watch.
Yeah, really.
So
hard
to watch.
But I would love, NRL are doing a really great job, but I think if we could just get that three games.
Yeah. At a different time of the year.
Different time.
I think it'd be unreal because I'm a big fan of the women's game. I really want to see it succeed.
Yes.
Last night at Campbelltown, the Raiders withstood a spirited West Tigers comeback. This game. Well, it sucked for 70 minutes. It was hard to watch. 18-0. And then they squeaked home 20-19. Was that penalty justified, you reckon?
Oh, I don't know. But like you said, the Tigers being down 18-0, then locked 18-all. We saw the field goal and then with 4.5 minutes to go, the Tigers were up by one and then that penalty. I mean,
it's probably fair. I mean, you can't attack the legs.
Tigers are not a finals team this year, in my opinion, but they have only lost their matches, most of them, quite narrowly, and they've won matches and they've beaten the reigning premiers and the top team on the ladder at the moment. They're not far away.
They're on
They're
it.
They're not far away. They're really. I think everyone wrote them off early, and rightly so. They just kept losing, but they're just not far off a really good team.
I agree. I reckon a few weeks ago they go down about 36-0,
and the Raiders since. Since Jack Whiten said, I'm off, they've just said, oh, we'll just start winning now.
Yeah, how about that?
And I thought Hudson Young was really good last night, backing up from Origin. He got plenty of work done, 36 tackles, 15 runs. I mean, he was a workhorse.
What do you think of Jared Croker not playing? Did you hear about this?
Yeah,
it's his 300th. This would have been his 300th game
but
at Campbelltown Stadium.
They want to play that at their home ground, don't they?
Yes. So they rested him so that he plays his 300th at home.
You're right.
Do you have any problems with that?
No, I don't have any problems. And I think Ricky Stewart came out. He sort of didn't mince his words last night. But at the same time, he's done this for the fans. He's also done it for Jared. And
But
I don't have an issue with it.
If the team's fortunes revolve around Jared Croker, right, you've got bigger problems than, whether people want him on this week or next week, Now, one thing I'd like to bring up about rugby league while we're in this segment. One thing on Wednesday night really annoyed me.
Blues losing.
Two things.
There wasn't a drone for forward passes.
Nine things annoyed me, but this one really got my goat.
The one that really got me was, I have absolutely no issue with the Welcome to Country. I don't think there's any problem with it. I think it's probably a little overdone, but there you are. But I think it's, fine. Don't worry about that. But the guy who did it then started to make it a political statement. And then he was off. Now, it looked as though someone had given him the hook for making a political statement. It's not pointed at him. It's pointed at everybody.
Sport in general.
Who wants to bring politics into sport. I know politics is linked to sport off the field, but you don't have to bring it on the field. The fans don't like it. They don't want it. They want to go to the sport to avoid politics.
Keep it apolitical.
No politics.
This has been somewhat overshadowed during the week because of Origin, but it has been a nightmare for the Dragons. They've missed out on their number one coaching target. Their major sponsor is cutting ties. For all the latest, we're joined by the Australian and Triple M NRL's Brent Reid to unpack it all. Morning, Reedy.
G'day, guys.
Morning,
Reedy. I just want to know, is the Dragons, are they more dysfunctional than we thought? They offer Riles an opportunity to return home to his hometown, coach his hometown club, the team he played for, and offer him a four-year deal and he turns his back.
Well, I would say they weren't dysfunctional in their sort of pursuit of him because they targeted him early. He was the guy they always wanted. And they went really hard at him. They made him a really, really good offer, 4 years, about over $3 million. They basically gave him the keys to Wollongong. And sadly, they thought they had him on Monday. When they had a meeting with him on Monday, and Tuesday they were a bit concerned that he was wavering a bit, and obviously Wednesday rang them to say he wasn't coming. So, look, the pursuit of him wasn't dysfunctional, but it's hard not to look at that club from an external viewpoint at the moment and wonder what the hell's going on, because just nothing seems to be going right for them. And when you've got a local guy like Jason whose actual family home is only about 2 kilometres from where their new centre of excellence is going to be built. He played for the club. They offer him a huge deal and he decides he doesn't want it. It's not a great look.
I'm not so worried about that, Reedy, because there's been plenty, with great respect to Jason, there's been plenty of assistant coaches don't make it as senior coaches. So, they were always a risk and they were risking $1 million+ on that. Okay, I reckon they should go out and get someone who's got a bit of a track record. If they can find one. But the bigger one, losing a sponsor who's been with them for what?
40 years.
40 years and has the same name as the team.
The namesake.
and they've said, we might stay for next season if you're desperate.
Yeah.
Or we're off.
And how bad is it, Richard, when you're a bank and you're going, you're making us look bad. And you're a bank.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that hasn't reflected on them really well, has it? I mean, that's been sort of, it's obviously been the wind for a while. It's emerged this week, and obviously with everything else that's going on, it's just compounded the misery down there. And you're right, I mean, when you've got a bank that shares your name and decides it doesn't want to involve with you after this long.
That's bad.
That's a genuine concern.
Farcical, really.
It's really farcical. Bad.
What about the players?
And the reasons they gave, Brendan.
What?
Well, they just said, the culture of the place and some of the behaviour that's been going
and
on.
And you're
there.
A bank. What about the players, though, Reedy? I mean, this can't bode well with, retention, and they're trying their best to keep Ben Hunt.
Well, that's a real issue for them at the moment because they don't have a coach, and players often want to know who the coach is going to be. So I guess that's why they were moving trying to move so quickly on Rolsey, because the players want some direction. I mean, Ben Hunt's the big one. We've all heard the rumours that there's clubs waiting in the wings to sign Ben Hunt. If he decides to ask for a release. Now, we've got to remember, Ben's got 2 years left in that deal. It's on good money, and there's no out clause. So it would require Ben going to the club, asking for a release, and the club then giving it. I don't think they give it, because I think he's too important to them at the moment. And how would that reflect on the club if they just turned around their captain, their best player, walked out on them? I just cannot see the club doing that. But there's no doubt there's a lot of unsettled players in that footy club at the moment. There's a lot of guys who are looking at what's going on and questioning their loyalty to the club and whether they want to be there.
So do they go with a young, an assistant coach like Dean Young, or do they get someone in like Maguire, Flanagan, or even Des Hasler?
Well, the issue there, I mean, the obvious bloke's Flano, and I think there's a lot of people who think Shane would do a great job down there. But
he doesn't want it, does it, Reedy?
Well, I think he's questioning whether he'd want to be involved. And the other issue is the board sort of split on Flano. And and the issue at St George's, you need to have a unanimous decision on who the coach is going to be. Yeah. So there's some people on that board who don't want Flano. And if that's the case, it can't happen.
Yeah, well, I reckon they're standing on fairly high moral ground. You know, it must be what the weather like up on that high horse.
So who do you reckon, Reedy?
Well, I think at the moment, Dean Young's probably the bloke who's got his nose in front. I mean, again, he's a guy who played there. He served a pretty good apprenticeship. He's a former assistant coach there. He's now at the Cowboys. He's the guy, he's the street corner tip at the moment. He's the one everyone's telling. In fact, there were rumours going around yesterday that it was his job. Now, I don't think that was the case, but I certainly think there's talks going on with Dean, and he would seem the priority at the moment.
Yeah, and who to replace the sponsor? Well, St Vincent de Paul or someone like that. You know, a charity.
Yeah. Well, they're a big club, to be fair. They're a big club with a big name and a big brand. I'm sure someone will jump on board, surely.
Well, Reedy, you can read Brent Reed's stuff in The Australian. You can hear him on Triple M NRL. You've had your chest puffed out all week, as I don't know if you know, but Reed is a Queenslander, which is disgusting. What a week.
How good was it?
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm glad you brought that up.
It is good. It is good that Queensland win from time to time because, you know, their lives.
From time to time?
No, it's never,
oh, my God.
But it's never good.
No, please. Because their lives would be worthless if they didn't win State of Origin.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than the sunshine and beaches up there, is there?
Yeah, and lots of unemployed people and retirees.
Quite provocative. That's unlike you, Richard. Good on you, Reedy. We'll talk to you soon.
No worries.
See ya.
On you, mate.
Candace Warner, Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin, the Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, that's right. And you can get that same game multi feeling with this NRL season with Sportsbet. They're dishing out more markets, more offers and bigger odds. Make it a same game multi with Sportsbet. Conditions apply. NRL round 14 in full swing. Still plenty of games to come. So let's preview some of them with Sam Phillips from Sportsbet. Morning, mate.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Hey, Sam. Let's do the head-to-head on New Zealand Warriors up against Brendan's Dolphins.
Your Dolphins,
yeah. No, your Dolphins.
Our Dolphins, Sam.
No.
Yeah, I'm a Dolphins man myself, and we're fresh off, you know, a few Queenslanders coming back from a wonderful victory there.
Who did you desert to become a Dolphins fan?
I suppose I was a loose, very loose Cowboys man, but yeah, only through my old man not allowing me to cheer for the Broncos, essentially. So, definitely jumped on the Dolphins wagon, and they're a good price today. They're $2.75 against the Warriors, who are at home over there in Auckland. They're $1.45, but yeah, don't mind the Dolphins there. 13 plus the Dolphins is you'll get a juicy $7.75. So I think that might be worth a little nibble. The hammer is flying, as we know. So I'd like to see him back in the mix there today.
What about the Sharks versus the Broncos? They'll both be getting their Origin stars back.
Yeah, that should be a belter tonight. The Sharks are $1.60. The Broncos, $2.35. The line there is -4.5 for the Sharks. And yeah, you'd think Nico Hines probably in for a big performance. He's probably on the cusp of breaking into that poor New South Wales side after their performance on Wednesday night. So if he puts in a big match, I think Freddie will have to pick him. So as a Queenslander, I wouldn't want to see him do that. I think he's the right man. So, but yeah, at the Sharks, $1.60 tonight, probably a good bet there with Nico determined to show his wares, I'd say.
All right. Well, you discussed this as always with who you support and where you're from, Sam. You have a wonderful day and we'll catch you next week.
All right, guys. Go to the Maroons.
Sammy.
Candace Warner, Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin, the Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Richard's best racing tip of the day. It is the penultimate day of the winter racing carnivals.
Yeah, it does carry on after next weekend, but yes, okay, it's leading up to the crescendo, and today is Queensland Oaks Day up there. But we're not going to tip in the Queensland Oaks. We're going to go with the Moreton Cup, which is arguably a lead up to the big straight break.
Sorry, which cup?
Moreton Cup.
Moreton Bay. Like Moreton Bay Bugs. You know how we've got Balmain Bugs? They've got Moreton Bay Bugs up there.
Okay.
Right. Well, Brendo's involved in this too. We've gone through this field. We actually think that nothing will win it.
But, the end.
Gamble responsibly.
We're going to crack anyway.
We're going to have a go.
Because, you know, you've got Baller up the top there. He's won the last two of them.
Well, that's what I mentioned to you.
Yeah.
But we don't think the conditions are going to suit
Richard. No, he would have won them on with a little bit of give in the track the last 2 years, and now it'll be as hard
but
as a rock.
Maybe exotics. Maybe if you're playing a first four,
yeah,
could rattle home for four.
Yeah. We're going to put in one here We could be wildly wrong. He's first up today, and he does have a good first up record, first time back from a spell. Sounds like a condition, but it's actually a horse, Frosty Rocks.
I've had them. I've had them before.
Well, it is Weta.
Oh, the Beyond Baker horse.
Yep.
First up record, real good, Richard.
I've watched two of his trials recently. Excellent. And obviously, Bjorn set him first up for this race because he thinks he can win it and he thinks he goes well enough first up. So he's at $26 at the moment.
Peanut on that each way.
Just have something each way, or put him in some exotics. I reckon you get a dollar around that somewhere.
How many tips have you had this year that have won?
Oh, lots.
Well, remember,
no, on
can
this
you
show.
Remember them?
No, I reckon there's
no,
been
well,
one.
If you can't remember them, then there's been lots.
You weren't here for a couple of shows, but he was on fire.
So you reckon I've got to go again?
I think it's you.
It's me. So it's me.
You're a cooler.
Could be your presence.
No. No. You're a cooler.
Oh, I'm not a cooler. You're
yes,
a cooler.
No, you're a cooler. Every time you back something or every time you say that someone's going to go well, they don't.
I'm not a cooler.
Well, you picked all of the Spring Carnival races.
Yeah.
All of the main events.
All the main events with all the main. Yeah, but you know, very good horses are easier to tip.
Mm.
Yeah, when you're tipping horses that are all at the same level in, you know, benchmark races and things like that, it's
so
a
this
lot
time
harder.
Of year is very hard.
I think. And gets harder as the winter goes on.
Yeah. Well, this could be an omen. Bet Frosty Rocks.
Frosty
in winter.
Rocks
Hello.
In winter.
Hello.
$26.
When talking sport 24/7 is barely enough, do you ever shut up? This is Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Unbelievable.
Candace Warner, Richard Friedman, and Brendan Anakin.
So let's do this.
4 and 20. We've been there for it all. Australia's original fan food. The Dead Set Legends Player of the Week.
Who have we got this week, Candace Warner?
So this week, our 4 and 20 Player of the Week is Mac Hansen, ex-Wallaby and now winger for Ireland. Now,
this is fairly obscure.
It is. So he initially said he would get a tattoo of Andy Farrell. So on his leg.
The former player and coach.
The former, yeah. So what happened, he initially said this would happen after Ireland won the 2023 Guinness Six Nations Grand Slam by beating England in Dublin. Now, he hadn't got
it
done.
The time-honoured Guinness Six Nations Grand Slam.
Yeah, I know. He hadn't got it done, but then he's finally got it done. Now, if you get a chance to see it, I think it's probably the worst tattoo I've seen.
He looks like the living dead.
It's no good. Like, it's no good, and it looks a bit like Eric Cantona.
It does.
It doesn't look much like Andy Farrell at all. But, yeah, good on him for going through with a bet.
Hmm. Looks like Eric Cantona post-fly kick. He looks happy with himself, doesn't
yes.
he?
Yes.
It's dreadful. It's nearly the worst tattoo I've ever seen.
It's right
which
up
is something, because yeah. I've seen some bad ones.
Absolutely. You got any tats, Richard?
Nah.
You got any tats?
No, I don't either.
Clean skins.
Yeah.
What do you have?
I got a few.
You got a few?
Yeah, I got a few. I got
please,
little,
before
those
you,
flowers
before
there.
You show me any more, please don't tell me.
They're all on my ass. Have a look.
That you have, like, Panthers.
Oh, no,
and
no, no.
the years they've won the premierships.
They're all music related. All okay. music related. And it's not worth it.
Why?
Why? Because I like them. They can be. My brother's got a full sleeve, thousands.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Yeah, I wouldn't spend thousands.
What if you sort of fall out of love with the pictures?
You know what? It's so strange because when you're there, you're like, you're petrified because it's like, this is forever. But once it's there, because some of mine I don't like, but
do
it's like, whatever.
About
it's
it.
Like a birthmark.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's there. You can get them removed these days.
Yeah, great expense.
I strongly suggest that in this case.
Yeah, this is nearly the worst ever.
It's
but
no
it
good.
Is our player of the week because he did.
He went through with the bet.
He went through with the bet.
Yeah, we like that on the Dead Set Legends.
It happened overnight. You'll hear it in the Triple M Dead Set Legends Sports Update.
Let's get some scores, Candace Warner. What have you got?
All right. So the Raiders defeated the Tigers in a really close match last
thriller.
Night, 20-19. A bit controversial, though.
Only 10 of those minutes were thrilling.
What about you?
70 was hard to watch.
What about Fogarty? He scored 16 of their 20 points. He's had a whale of a match. Him.
Yeah. Well, then there's three really good games today. We've got the Warriors taking on the Dolphins at 3 p.m., followed by the Titans Rabbitohs, which I think that might be a pretty good
you
game.
Would.
No, but I think the Titans might test the Bunnies.
They're scoring a lot of points, namely 26. They score 26 yes. points a lot, and yep. they either win or they lose, and you never know.
Yep. But the game of today is tonight's game versus Sharks versus the Broncos.
That is a game. That's a game.
Who have you got?
I think the Sharks can upset the Broncos.
Yeah, I think so.
They're favourites, though, the Sharks.
Yeah, I know. I'm not the only one who thinks it. I shouldn't say upset them. That's tipping the favourite.
I thought the Broncos.
Okay. That's good, too.
Thanks for your input.
Both really
didn't
good
ask.
Teams. And then tomorrow you've got the struggling Roosters taking on the Bulldogs at Central Coast. Oh, I reckon the Roosters have to win this
one. Yeah,
they'll
bounce back. You couldn't tip the Bulldogs to beat the Roosters, even though they're going like busted bicycles.
Yeah, the Cowboys are at home to the Storm. And then the Panthers are taking on the Dragons tomorrow afternoon.
Well, everyone beats them.
Okay.
I'm going to that game. I'm doing the most Penrith thing ever and going out to Bluebet Stadium and getting my tickets from MG before I go in.
I thought you were a Dolphins fan.
Shut up. You know I'm a massive Panthers fan.
It's just waivers. 1 week Panthers, next week
Shut
Dolphins.
Shut up, Richard.
AFL, the Swans have the bye, but GWS are taking on Richmond from 1:10 tomorrow at Giants Stadium.
I think GWS will win that.
They can win that.
Yep.
Yep. In Super Rugby, the Waratahs are taking on the Moana Pacifica tonight at Allianz Stadium.
Waratahs should get that done.
And in netball, the Swifts and the Giants tomorrow afternoon at Sydney Olympic Park from 2 p.m. Well, the last time they played, the Giants won. I was at that game with my daughters, but I think the Swifts.
Okay.
Actually, no. Do who?
Oh
won?
No.
I left 5 minutes before the end because I didn't want to get stuck in the car park.
P1.
Yeah.
Was it out at home?
Yeah.
What a
And I was up on the rooftop, so I was like, I've got to get out of here early.
It's like you commit a crime and the judge says, I sentence you to 4 years in P1.
No, it's
either way, it's going to be a close game.
Absolutely. Did you hear about Tim Zhu during the week?
20 stitches later.
Mate, he's prepared to fight one-handed after a dog attack. He was at a barbecue and his mate's dog bit his hand, 26 stitches, as you said.
I said 20.
Okay.
What sort of mate has a dog that can physically maim his guests?
Well, a big one, a Staffordshire Terrier.
Well, they're not that big.
Aren't they?
Nah, they're little squat things.
American one.
Oh, no, that's a different
thing. Oh, the American ones are the worst.
They're sinewy. I'll get you. And they did. But he's ready to go. He's going to keep preparing for his bout June 18th with Carlos Acampo. Begs the question, though. A dog bit him. What bit you? 133353. We'd like to know. What bit you?
Okay.
You'd have a few horses that have given you a nibble.
I get bit by a horse every second week.
Mm.
They're vicious at times.
Yeah.
You know, when they bite you and they only... This is true. When they bite you, horses... And they only just sort of injure you.
Yeah.
They could rip your arm off if they wanted to.
But they just
want to, you know.
They just want to nibble.
They just want to maul you.
Just want to taste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what Richard tastes like.
Well, I was bitten a few days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, by a bull ant. And I know everyone's going to go, oh, an ant. But can I tell you, that ant really has.
Where did it bite you?
It bit me on my finger.
Right.
I was doing a bit of gardening out the front.
I thought in the garden would have been sufficient.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you wanted to know. Be a bit more specific next time.
It did sound like.
Yes.
That's
thanks, Brendo.
That's fair, Candice.
But can I tell you, an ant, I know they're only small, but gee,
they pack a punch, don't they?
Snap.
What about you, Brendo?
My kid's biting me.
Oh, no.
She's two, and she's getting a bit bitey, but it comes from love. She gets so excited, she doesn't know what to
Is
do
that
with that love.
Is that what you say?
Yeah, I know. Well, we got a... You know how the daycare sort of sends emails and it's like, they didn't say what kid's biting. But it's like, oh, there's a bit of biting going on.
I got bitten by one of my brothers.
Did ya?
Yeah. We were in our 20s.
Okay. Yeah. My kid's two.
Yeah.
So.
I won't say which one.
133353. What bit you? We've got a $100 gift voucher for the Red Rooster for the best caller. There's a bit of everything in every Red Rooster Mega Box. The Rooster's calling you to try a Mega Box at Red Rooster today. 133353.
How good are the chips at Red Rooster?
Good chips.
Probably the best.
I reckon.
Chicken salt?
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
Extra.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
All the big names.
Big names.
I'd like to hear some more opinions.
Strong opinions. Just be careful of splinters if you choose to sit on the fence.
Imagine the splinters.
Candice Warner, Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin.
Nathan in Whalen, what bit you?
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, bud.
I'm a pest controller, so there's not much that hasn't bitten me. I've lost count of the amount of snake and spider bites, but the worst I've found so far has been a possum.
Ooh, really?
Oh, really?
They can be vicious, those possums.
Oh, hell yeah. They look all furry and cuddly and all that sort of stuff, but you corner one in a roof void and try and put it in the cage and it will just tear you apart.
Wow. Yes.
So you're afraid of them?
No, not at all. It's the job. It kind of comes with it, but it's just one of those things. You really are careful next time. You wear leather gloves.
Yeah. Yes. I when I lived on the farm, we had a possum trap. We used to trap possums and relocate them.
Mm.
Sure you did.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Shane on 133353. What bit ya?
An eastern brown snake got me on the right calf.
Goodness me.
Now, that's serious.
How
bite,
are you
that.
Even still alive?
Yeah, no, I'm all right. But, yeah, that was about 3 years ago now. So,
how
yeah,
quickly did you start feeling sick?
In the time it took to walk about 10 feet.
Really?
Bushfire captain, rural fire service captain, said, you've been bitten, haven't you? And I said, yeah. He said, you can see you're going grey.
Wow.
Wow, that's frightening.
Right, you walked 10 feet and you were already on the way out.
Yep. Oh, it got me a beauty. I think they said there was 8 puncture marks down my leg.
Eight? And you didn't know?
No, you don't feel, they don't sting or anything like that. It's not like getting stung by a redback spider or anything like that.
They're sneaky.
Well, have you been stung by a redback spider as well?
Yeah, right index finger.
No, you got to clean out your shed, mate. Goodness me.
This guy's a pincushion.
I bet we're glad you're okay, by the way. Yeah, good on you. Only laughing because you're well. Ben in Roos, what bit you?
G'day, guys. How you going?
Great,
I used to work at a zoo, and there was a particular spider monkey. His name was Shane, and if I'm being honest, he's a bit of an arsehole. Right.
Yeah, he sounds it.
Yeah.
Shane, and the arsehole spider monkey.
Yeah, name's Shane, right? So there you go.
But, is this made up? Are you serious?
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. And I was cleaning up the area one day, and I used to have dreadlocks back in the day, and he jumped down really quick, got a hold of my hair, pulled my head back, bit me on the forehead, and slapped me across the face.
Oh, and a slap for good measure. Don't do it again.
Yeah. You're a little going away.
Shane!
Oh, I don't think there's
who
any secret.
Him monkey Shane.
Shane the asshole spider monkey. $100 to spend at Red Rooster for you, Ben.
You cannot top that.
Cop that, Shane. There's a bit of everything in every Red Rooster mega box. The rooster is calling you to try a mega box at Red Rooster today.
Shane!
Rusty's Motorsport Update for Bendix. Bendix Brakes. Put your foot down with confidence.
Yes, our good mate Greg Russ from the Rusty's Garage podcast. You can get it for free on the Listener app, and he's on the line now. You can get Greg Russ for free right here. Morning, mate.
Hello, team. How are we?
We're great.
Very well. Morning to you, Rusty. Now, our friend Oscar Piastri is getting a bit of love at the moment, even though he's not really, you know, setting the world on fire, but he's getting some love.
He is. Don't you think he deserves a bit of love, Richard?
I'm sure he's had plenty.
listen, you.
And he's set to get plenty more.
He did a very good job in Monaco. So the car didn't look real sharp in Friday practice, and he actually talked about it being one of the toughest days he's experienced so far in Formula One, but he bounced back in qualifying there, and we had a shower in the race. He drove superbly and finished in another points-paying position. So he's got points at home in Australia, did that in Monaco, one of the biggest races of the year. So that's really good for him heading into the next sort of part of the championship. And they're in Spain this weekend. He's gone 12th fastest overnight in the second practice session and actually gone quicker than his teammate Lando Norris. So Ferraris don't look that quick. Lewis Hamilton's worried about the pace of the Mercedes, but it's advantage Max Verstappen once again over there.
Rusty, now what's going on with former world champion Sebastian Vettel? Did I see he's now into sailing?
Why wouldn't he be?
Don't you reckon this is a bit of him too?
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, we're talking about Sail GP, so you guys know that Australia, New Zealand,
unbelievably
Spain,
good.
They're really cool. I mean, you're talking cutting-edge sailing machines, very Formula One-esque in many ways with the kind of design, development and so on. But he's a real passionate driver of sustainability in all forms of life. So I think that's a really good fit for him. And the German team are going to join that competition for the 23-24 season. So he's kind of bought a stake in that outfit. Ooh. And separately, Formula One are trying to talk to him about a role within the sport, by the sounds of it, around sustainability. So he's certainly not, even though he's not driving, it's not unlikely that you'll see Sebastian around the sport.
So he
again,
won't be
think.
On the boat. He'll just owning
it. He's a stakeholder, correct.
Yeah. Wow.
Correct.
It's a bit odd, you know, the old sustainability thing in a motorsport where they pile them onto planes and fly them around the world. That's hard to sell.
But there are lots of things that we pioneer, Richard, that actually end up helping your everyday road car to be better in that respect. So they're working on sustainable fuels that they can use. There's all sorts of e-based performance things that they're adding on to race cars now to get a greener form of additional horsepower.
Do you think they'll go electric?
No, I can't see F1 going fully electric because there's already a series called Formula E. Mm. And I think you could sort of argue the same for supercars. Supercars have this great heartland of V8 capability, but would they be complemented by a hybrid kind of thing? I mean, they're in everyday road cars. Why not?
And those races take 9 days, so we don't, need more of them.
Love a lot.
The boss of Ford's motorsport department in the supercars weighed in on the parity debate over Mustang and Camaro as well this week, Rusty.
He has, and we kind of talked about this a little bit on last week's show because some of the Ford fans are up in arms about it, right? Like I've experienced this at functions and so on. The pure stats talk like it's advantage Camaro or General Motors at the moment. The Fords haven't necessarily had a great run. But if you talk to people like Roland Dane, he says, look, beyond the statistics, there's more to it than that, and that things are actually closer than they appear. So the boss of the Ford Performance Division, a guy called Mark Rushbrook, who's enormously passionate, says they have, he believes, the right tool for the job. Obviously, a bit of pressure on the sport to get the parity kind of right, and this is an age-old argument that's been going on in supercars for a long time, and a lot of hard work is being done at supercars level to ensure that it is a fair playing field, and it'll be continue to be revisited, I reckon.
All right, for everything motorsport, check out the Rusty's Garage podcast on the Listener app, and we will catch you next week, my friend. Thanks, Rusty.
See you, gang.
See you, Rusty. Bye.
Do it all thanks to Bendix Brakes. Put your foot down with confidence. Up next, we'll hear what's grinding Richard's gears. Richard's list of grievances right after this on Sydney's Triple M.
Candace Warner, Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin, the Triple M Dead Set Legends. Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
All the big names.
Big names.
I'd like to hear some more opinions.
Strong opinions. Just be careful of splinters if you choose to sit on the fence.
Imagine the splinters.
Candace Warner, Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about it.
Richard's List of Grievances.
I bet you think that I'm going to say something like, you know, Queensland people who think Origin reflects on them. No. I'm not going to be that person.
Not Origin tinged.
No, I'm not going to be. I'm going to be more magnanimous than that.
Oh.
This is about people.
So rare.
Who. True. who crashed their car on a major road and then they just get out and stand there with the car in the middle of the road.
So
right?
This has obviously happened to you this week.
It's unbelievable. They don't even attempt to get their shite box off the road, right?
They can't. They've just had a crash.
Get the car off the road. You know what they should have? They should have dedicated vehicles with a big blade on the front that just push them.
Oh, like a street sweeper.
Yes, like a snowplow.
A thought to the poor people who have just had a crash.
Get your car off the road and let people get home or to work or whatever.
They might be injured.
They're not injured. They're standing there arguing with each other, taking photographs, waiting for the police to come. See, when someone's, got a little scratch on their bumper.
But I reckon by law you can't move your vehicle.
I would agree with that, Candace. I think you're right.
I don't care. Change the law.
Change the law.
It's wrong.
Change
it's
it.
Wrong.
Employ superhuman strength and pick up your car and move it to the median strip.
Just get a few people there, stop them, get them out of the car, push it off the side of the road. They'll be only too happy to do it.
So you were obviously running late for something this week. This has happened and it's really...
It's irrelevant, Candace.
It's not irrelevant.
It may or may not have happened, but it's irrelevant to the argument.
Stop traffic. I want to stop traffic.
Change the law now. Richard's saying it. We have to change it.
I like the snowplow idea better.
Snowplow's fun.
Just push them off
or
the road.
Or you need a snowplow to get
I
to
do.
Work.
I should be the plow king.
No, Richard would be like from the Jetsons. What's his name?
Which one?
Is it not Mr. Spacey, the dad?
Mr. Spacey from the Jetsons.
No, you need one of those.
I think his name was George.
George
this
Jetson.
Is now descending into the ridiculous.
It is. That's silly.
Yeah, you're ridiculous.
Have a good one, Mr. Spacey. We'll catch you later. Dead Set Legends on Triple M.